Hollywood celebs rejoice after Twitter permanently bans Trump. We did it, we need to go further. By David N. G. on January 8, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood celebrities are expressing their collective love of Big Brother after Twitter announced that it has permanently banned President Donald Trump. As Breitbart News reported, Twitter kicked the president off its platform late Friday. After close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement to violence, said Twitter in a statement. Twitter cited two specific tweets that the president posted on Friday, claiming that they violate the company's glorification of violence policy, though neither of those tweets remotely encourages violence or glorifies it. In one of the tweets, the president states that he will not attend Joe Biden's inauguration. In the other, the president wrote that the 75 million people who voted for him will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape or form. Twitter concluded that those tweets are likely to inspire other acts similar to the storming of the Capitol on Wednesday. Hollywood stars, some of whom have actually used Twitter to encourage violence without penalty, rejoiced at the announcement, offering snarky comments and unalloyed praise for the Silicon Valley tech giant. In an ominous tweet, actress Amber Tamblyn suggested that banning Trump isn't enough. "We need to go further," she said. Borat star Sacha Baron Cohen, who has been one of Hollywood's biggest advocates for more tech censorship, declared victory, "We did it." Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who was one of Hollywood's biggest supporters of Joe Biden, tweeted, "What the fuck took you so long at Jack?" Actor-comedian Jim Gaffigan thanked Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Model Chrissy Teigen mocked the president with a long laugh. Rob Reiner implied that the president had it coming. The Avengers star Mark Ruffalo and his Marvel compatriot Dave Bautista expressed their gratitude for Twitter's censorship of the president. Actress Mia Farrow did the same. Comedian Chelsea Handler tweeted, "Finally." Seinfeld writer and Curb Your Enthusiasm director Larry Charles said Trump will laugh his own social media platforms, bitter in race book. Ghostbusters reboot star Leslie Jones called the president a motherfucker. Seinfeld star Jason Alexander tweeted, "I applaud Twitter for finally banning Trump." Broadcast news star Albert Brooks tweeted, "Bye-bye." Zach Braff tweeted, "All it took was a coup." Actress Bette Midler rejoiced, thanking Dorsey. Actor Don Cheadle in The Daily Show Twitter account quipped about Trump being gone, while comedian actor called on the platform to remove other Trump family members. Actress Amber Tamblyn said ominously, "We need to go further." Comedian Patton Oswalt snarked that the president just added him to Friendster. Horror author Stephen King says he's a proud Twitter head now. Comedian Michael Rapaport gloated about the president's Twitter account being suspended, in a profanity-filled video. Comedian Sandra Baron Hart tweeted, "It's about damn time." Actor Xander Berkeley called the president a toxic asshole. Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi tweeted, "About time."